Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Acting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I been new, I been stalked. Niggas flawed, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming, they witnessed it daily. Whole stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and they show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I been known, you were hating on the low. I been known, they were hating on the low. I been known, he was hating on the low. I been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I been known, you were hating on the low. I been known, they were hating on the low. I been known, he was hating on the low. I been known, she was hating on the low.
People.
What's happening, world? What's happening? Welcome back. We at it again. Welcome back to the Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? It's another Sunday fun day. We about to get it in. You know what I'm saying? So roll something up, light something up. Come kick it with your people.
Yeah, post something up.
Yeah.
Post something up, you know, for the ones that don't light nothing up, you know. We ain't lighting up shit, man, this bitch. So check this out. We got to shout out to our top five countries tuning in. Mo, you got them?
Yeah. Let me run it down, man. So number five, you know, I take it from the top to the bottom. But number five, man, I'm happy that they consistent 2 weeks in a row. We got South Africa. And I didn't even get into the show. I was watching about South Africa last week, so I'm going to probably talk about that at the World Famous Chop Up, so shout out to them. Number four, we got United Kingdom, you know, English town. across the pond. You know what I'm saying? They always showing up and showing out. Number three, this is a step up. We got the land down under, Australia, creeping into the three spot. Number two, as always, you know, they rolling with us, man. We're so appreciative. Big shout out to Viking Country, Switzerland. You know what I'm saying? They staying consistent, man. So I like how we popping off over there in Switzerland, man. So I really dig y'all. So if y'all listening to me in Switzerland right now, big shout outs to you. And number one, of course, the home team, the wonderful, controversial United States of America. So, you know, big shout out to all 50 states, all the fly cities, you know, across this land. And that's, you know, that's our top five.
Yes, sir. And if you would like to call in during the show, you can give us a call at 646-787-1839. Again, that's 646-787-1839. All right, we go live 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, man, like, my week was, let me see, rest and relaxation, right? It's like my first week of feeling better, right? And so I started this new, okay, before I get into that. So last night I had like a little mini little cookout thing or whatever, right? I was actually cooking the rest of the meat that was in my deep freezer that I know I'm not going to eat. And I'll tell you why in a minute. But then that was last night. That was Friday night, I want to say. It was Friday night we did that. And then I got up, and then my throat was hurting a little bit. I took my elderberry. That went away. Now my three-year-old, he walking around talking about his throat hurt, and I'm like, oh, shit. So I just gave him some elderberry. So I'm like, I hope, you know, it was the kids from across the street. And then I had some friends, a couple, like, that came over. So I don't know why the hell I throat hurt. But, of course, we've been outside, and we don't go outside either. You know what I'm saying? We don't do outside. And we were outside all day, you know. But it's just – I just really feel like it's something in the air, man. It's crazy. And if you're not exposing yourself to it on a daily basis, like, it's going to bother you. Because my seven-year-old, he, like, ain't nothing wrong. You know, he walk around like everything all good. Or he ain't telling me, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, he was with his friends. But we going to see how that play out, and then, you know, we'll update. Hopefully it's just nothing but us not being used to being outside. But I started this initiative, right, for people that know, you know, I've been battling with cysts and fibroids for some time, trying different things, right? And when you are doing herbs, right, and you're consistent with the herbs, you're not going to really see, like, a makeup or a change with just the herbs for, like, 3 months, you know, 3 or 4 months or whatever. And I noticed, like, my stress levels, you know, play a big role in, you know, what's happening. And so I have imaging coming up here, and when I go to get this imaging done, I have to see, like, I just want to see if it shrinks just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it shrinks a little bit, I can go back into observation. But if it doesn't, then it's like they're still pushing, like, okay, it got to be removed. So I have been on this serious kick, even though I've been on my herbs, right, consistently. I created, like, this workout group, you know what I'm saying, like, for people that want to try new things, people that want to heal themselves and try different things, because our bodies are different, right? So what may heal you may not heal me, you know, in a sense, based on, you know, what's happening with me. So we have this group. And I brought a treadmill. You know, I already got the bike, but I don't really like the bike, so I brought a treadmill. I brought another juicer, you know, all the stuff, you know, hemp protein. So I'm going on a very strict diet come next week, well, this week coming up. And I'll be juicing a lot. Now, I will have the opportunity to eat meat, you know, or to eat food or whatever, but everything that I eat is organic, and, you know, it's no starch. So, you know, if I'm having rice or something like that, it's quinoa, right? It's no white starch. It's no white rice. It's no potatoes. It's no white bread. You know, nothing along the line. So I've already started that part of it, right? And everything else has to be quinoa. It has to be, you know, salads if I do want to eat some whole foods. But other than that, like, I'm trying to balance myself through a couple weeks of just juicing. You know what I'm saying? So I have to see it because I never tried it with, like, the hemp protein. But the protein actually worked because when I used to eat, like, the hemp seeds, it used to give me that full feeling that, you know what I'm saying, you're looking for, like, not full, like itis, but you used to be full, not like you had to eat something else. And yeah. Yeah, every morning I get up, I drink a bottle, and I put a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar in it. And then at night I drink another bottle with apple cider, and then I have this combination that I do, and it's like it's good for women that well, you can try it and see if it works for you, but women that have fibroids and cysts, you can get the 100% aloe leaf stuff, like the pulp that come out of the aloe leaf. You can buy it already, like taken out, or you can buy the leaves, but you have to cure the leaves in your refrigerator for 2 weeks before you open them up and take them out. But I brought the aloe, the 100% aloe that's like without the leaf already. And so I take a tablespoon of that. I take a tablespoon of turmeric food grade, and then I take a tablespoon of honey. Probably not even a tablespoon, like, you know, maybe 3 teaspoons of honey. And I put, you know, that, and I just drink it. Like I you know, stir it up and I drink it. I don't chew it. I don't do anything. And I ingest it, and then I work out. And after my workout, I wrap my torso. So I take castor oil, and I warm it up, and I wrap my torso with Glad wrap, and I sit under the heating pad. Now, with this thus far, you know, I'm going to speak on it because you're like, okay, we'll see. With this thus far, I have not felt any indications of a flare-up. You know, when you have your symptoms, when your monthly is about to come on, like I was having my symptoms, and then when I started doing this, like they went away. You know what I'm saying? Like no PMS symptoms, no thing. And I haven't had any signs of a flare-up. And so I've been, like, really sticking with the momentum of what it is. So if I get up one day and I'll be like, man, I really want some chicken, I'm going to go eat chicken, right? But my favorite place that I love to go right now is Panera Bread. I'm, like, super stuck on them, right? Antibiotic-free meat. You know, a lot of salads, you know, with good stuff in them. So I've been really doing a lot of Panera Bread. I'm waiting on them to swap out my refrigerator tomorrow. So once they swap out the refrigerator, I can go grocery shopping. I got everything in my cart. I just got to hit purchase. And then we're going full-fledged into juicing. And by the time I go, you know, hopefully I can see some type of improvement by the time I go get the imaging done. But I definitely started back working out every day. So this week, the only day I missed was yesterday because I was drinking Friday and I didn't feel like it on the next day. But, you know, and when I drink, right, I drink tequila, 100% agave. Yeah. Right, that's the tequila that they say don't make you gain weight. It don't have all of the, you know, the other sugar. Agave is a sweetener. It's a sweetener or something like that. But whatever it is, you can get it in your smoothies at Panera Bread. So they got this strawberry lemonade smoothie, and it's made with agave. It's not made with sugar or anything like that. So it's a natural type, you know what I'm saying? It's natural sweeteners as opposed to adding the white sugar type thing. So I've been feeling super damn good this week, and just knowing that I have not come close to a flare-up makes me feel even better because last week my body was edging me on to a flare-up. And so when your body edges you to a flare-up is basically when, you know, the cyst is annoyed, and then it just puts you in this very severe pain for hours, and then you rest in the next day because your body has been under such traumatic stress. so you're resting, you know, the next day. And with this, I see most people will just give up and say, just take it out. But you got to really just try to fight for your organs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I seen something on a thing today where they like, you know, a transgender had a womb implant and they may be giving birth to a child. Like, they taking your shit and experimenting with your shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, fight for your womb. Do what you have to do. When your body goes so far left, it's really hard to bring it back. Like, these people know that I've had these issues for years. They didn't do anything. They said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And that's what they do. And then they push you to the end. And then when you're at the end, they're like, okay, well, we got to take it out because it's still growing. And it's been growing, and it's been big, and it's been the same thing that I have not gotten any help. And now that I'm jumping into it on my end, I know that it's taking a little longer, but I feel better with this regimen. But this is, like, week one. Right, in the bag for this regimen that I have been on myself. Thus far, it is working. No preserved foods, no McDonald's, no Burger King, no none of that, no fast food, you know. It's places that you can eat at that, you know, have good stuff, but all of that stuff that's preserved, you got to stay away from that too. So sure. I've been feeling good, and that's, like, been my week, man.
All right. Well, so my week, this week has been good, man, real quiet, and I'm going to tell you why. So this week for me, I'm calling it trim the fat, cut the weeds. And like I said, last week was family first. I got a chance to get out and go to Cleveland and, you know, really chill my – even though it was a brief trip, I really just got that energy from my family, man. It felt good, especially just seeing my moms and chilling with her. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've talked about my chat group that I have with my fellas like a few different times, you know what I'm saying? Probably talk about some of the topics for the world famous chat book and stuff like that. But, you know, at this point, I'm kind of like at a feeling like anything that I consume, I have to learn something by. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I rock this show. You know what I'm saying? I'm constantly learning, constantly inspired by the things we talk about. But my chat group that I have with my fellas, it just wasn't the case no more. You know what I'm saying? And I had to leave. You know what I'm saying? So I bowed
what?
Out. I dipped out, man. It just got to be too much. You know what I'm saying? It just wasn't inspiring for me anymore.
What? That chat group's been around for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say it's quiet now. Because, you know, my phone is always getting, like, little alerts, you know what I'm saying? Okay, this person posted this and this and this and this and that. And I just felt like my energy was just getting, it just wasn't as focused as I wanted to be now. You know what I'm saying? Like, and like I said, going back to Cleveland, it just really put a lot of things in perspective for me. And like I told you, you know, each season, I'm like a new person. Like, I say this all the time. You know what I'm saying? I can feel like it. We were talking about how, like, the equinox, today's Easter, you know what I'm saying? But to me, it's just more equinox, you know what I'm saying? It's just the changing of the season as we get into the spring, summer. But
exactly.
It's just some things that I just had to leave behind, you know what I'm saying? It just wasn't benefiting me no more. And, you know, them my guys, you know, it's no ill will or hard feelings or nothing like that, you know, if we connect on a one-on-one basis with any of my fellows who was in the chat group, it's all good, but... You know, I got certain people I got to keep at a certain distance, though. I'm just seeing, you know what I'm saying? And but it's good, though. I feel good. I feel more in tune now. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, trim the fat, cut the weeds. And, you know, been hitting the gym. You know what I'm saying? I wish I could have went to the gym today, but it closed early today for Easter. So, you know, I'll probably go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then also I've been into my book, man, The Black Man's Guide to Understanding the Black Woman. That's really opened my eyes to so many levels of y'all, man, and giving me so much understanding. Like, you know, my wife, my moms, my aunties, you know, my friends, you know what I'm saying? Just certain, my cousins, you know what I'm saying? My sister, you know what I'm saying? I'm really just starting to understand y'all. And, yeah, it's been good. It's been eye-opening. I can't wait to read the Black Woman's Guide to Understanding the Black Man. I just want to see the reverse. But yeah, man, just, you know, I'm just energized and, you know, new energy and, you know what I'm saying, a just level of focus, you know what I'm saying? Interior decorating was great, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Real estate is starting to come around. So, yeah, man, so that's my week. That's where I'm at.
Man, you know, I thought about you. Oh, so I got bamboozled, right? I had brought this treadmill, and I spent $1,058 for this treadmill, right?
Oh, shit.
And,
you didn't get the, what's the one called that everybody doing? I forgot the name. It's a fancy one. But anyway, go ahead.
It's Sunny Health something. It's a name brand, but I don't know, you know. But I went on the Etsy, right, called myself Supporting Small Business. And I paid, after all taxes and everything, it was $1,058. And then I went on fucking Amazon, and that same goddamn one was like $600 and some after taxes. I was mad as fuck. But I had already purchased it, and then I said, give me my refund. And then this morning I woke up and got an alert that they was about to deliver the damn thing. I said, you motherfucker.
Oh, shit. No, I thought you
were talking about, I was like, I'm going to keep it, and I'm going to write it off because the universe is going to give me that back, you know, threefold. It is what it is. But I was thinking about you because I know, like, you know, being in New York, y'all have to get very creative with your space, right, that you do have, and you're always decorating. But, you know, they got the treadmills and stuff that you can fold up. You know what I'm saying? You can get, like, a decent treadmill, and that'll be something cool to have in the house, you know, for you and wifey, being that y'all both, like, super busy. You can work out, and then you can fold it up and, like, push it up against the wall.
No, yeah, that's all good, but, you know, my Planet Fitness is literally right up the street. Like, it's right up the street, like 5 minutes away. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, and they got everything I need.
He like, I'm finna get the fuck out of this house, son.
Yeah, so I get out, just walk past the park, you know what I'm saying? It's right next to the botanical garden. So, yeah, nah, I like my
And you know what? You know
fitness.
How people sound like, when they just getting over a cold or about to get stopped up or something. Like, I hear that in you. I've been hearing that in everybody lately. And I'm like,
really?
Man, these fools is putting something in this air, man. And it's not like you sound sick, but it's like, yeah, but it's a, like, you when you have a cold or you just got over a cold where you're not really congested, but your nose still kind of, like, sound like somebody pinching it or something.
Okay.
And I've been hearing that in everybody lately, and I'm like, why is everybody sounding like this? I'm telling you, watch now. It's gonna come, and they're gonna blame it on somebody else, you know. So such and such, and then it blew over here, and the air quality wasn't safe, you know. Watch now. I'm barely hit or miss when I tell y'all something. Okay. So before we touch on this topic, let me touch on this as well.
Okay.
Remember, I was talking, like, from the end of last year up until this year, I kept telling y'all, stock your house up, you know, make sure that you stocked up, you know, I spilled this, right? And so, you know, I got, like, everything, you know, as far as, like, household items, material and stuff like that stocked up in my house. And I'm like, everybody, like, stock up. And so people were like, girl, that thing over, we ain't doing that no more. Two reasons why. So then this week I seen on Georgia, on the news, that Georgia has declared a state of emergency on the internet news, because, you know, I ain't watching no damn news. But Georgia has declared a state of emergency, saying that they are running out of, you know, economic supplies. Like, they're running out of stuff. And they've extended truck driving hours, so whereas truck drivers had to drive so many hours, then take a break, and then, you know, X, Y, and Z, they've extended those hours in Georgia so that they can let more trucks come in to deliver, and then they blame gas prices as well. So now Georgia is in a state of emergency, and they're telling people, don't panic, don't go stock up, we're going to do what's needed, don't go overhaul. Get what people did, went and stocked up. And I said, it's crazy, because this is why I started speaking things out loud, because I'd be like telling them, one or two people, like, oh, go stock up. I'm like, I've been telling y'all this since the end of last year. I'm like, something is about to happen. Like, I don't know. But the last time I was told to stock up, I stocked up, and then guess what happened? C-19. So then at the end of last year, Spirit was like, stock up again. I'm like, for what? Like, I didn't even expect the gas prices to be this damn crazy. This was before gas prices went crazy, you know? So just listen, stock up by little bit by little bit. Like, because a lot of stores aren't letting you get things in bulk. So go get you two this week. Go next week, get you two more. Go next week, get you two more. Get enough stuff, stock up, put it in your washroom, put it in your closet. Like, find space and get creative, because this is not the only one. They trying to play with the sun, you know. They trying to play with old good old daylight savings and things. So it's going to get weirder before it gets greater again, before it gets back to normal. You got to understand, you know, it's the fall of the elite, all right? It's a lot that's happening. You know, it's a lot of, you know, things that's about to change. It's going to look real crazy to people that are not understanding of the transition that's happening right now, the understanding of the age of the Aquarius, you know, the understanding of those being chosen, you know, paying attention to the activations during full moons, the activations of full moons, like last full moon in Virgo. And I told you how I felt that, and I haven't felt like shifts like that in a long time when it comes to moon phases. Last night was the full moon, pink moon. Man, I literally felt the activation go through my body. Like, by the time I woke up, it was going down through my feet. Like, it was so amazing. I was like, oh, my God, that was so fucking cool. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like you, it's just, it's things are changing. And it's not, we're not in the world that we know. And what people fear of, or what people feel like is the last days, is not the last days that you think, right? You think that something is going to happen to the entire world at one time, and everybody's going to be gone at the same time. It's something going to happen, right? But it's going to be the last days of the quote-unquote elite. The last days, the first will be last and the last will be first, right? And that's where the last days from, the first will be last. And while they're going through this now, it's like shit getting crazy because they fighting. They fighting to stay on top. They fighting to find a way out of this shit. They don't know how they going to get out of this, but they just going with it and, like, whatever, we'll deal when we deal. So trust and watch your children, and, you know, especially in full moon energy. Last night, you know, full moon energy, you know, is when, you know, you start to see a lot of child adoptions. Last night, my phone went off two times last night for Amber Alerts, two different Amber Alerts. And I'm like, man, God, we were just talking about this, telling people, like, be mindful of your kids around full moon. That's when they come and snatch them kids up, when you got the big pink moon and, you know, the rose moon and all of these different moons and stuff like that. It means something. The name isn't just there. So a person's like, oh, it's a full moon. Man, it means a whole lot in the spiritual realm. And when you wake up and realize what it's talking about, you'll get more in depth. But I digress. So tonight's topic, I got us almost there. We had 101. All right. So tonight's topic is, has someone ever done black magic to keep you? Okay. Now, I talk about this because, as you guys know, you know, I'm definitely, a spiritual advocate, you know, spiritual healer, and, you know, I do tarot, and I hear a lot of stories. And I also, you know, life coach, you know. So with these stories that I be hearing, I'm like, man, I just really want to know what, you know, what they think over here on the show, you know. And while you're in it and while you're going through it, you know, you don't know that you're going through it. You don't know until you get out of it, because what you got to go through to get out of it. But in your time, Mo, I thought that Smooth was going to call in, because I just knew he had a story tonight for us by this one here, honey. But, you know, Mo, you know, on a lighter note, like, in your time, like, or have you, if not you, have you heard of somebody, has somebody, like, telling you that somebody put something on them to keep them with them?
All right. Okay. Well, tonight's show, right? I just had to switch one word. You know what I'm saying? Because tonight's show, and the first two, I thought this, you know, this is spiritual. This is kind of like a spiritual topic. I thought you were going to say this for the first week, but we're going to get into it tonight. But basically, you know, Black's topic is, has someone ever did black magic to keep you, right? So, and, you know, now remember, words are spells. You know what I'm saying? Words, certain things you say, certain things you write. Well, things you say, certain things, and things you write can cast certain spells. So you got to be careful, right? So I was, you know, I'm getting my notes together. I'm writing it down. And then as soon as I wrote, has someone ever did black magic to keep you, I felt like a energy, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I was like, hold on. You know what I'm saying? So I had to kind of just cross out the black part, and I just has, you know, has someone ever did magic to keep you? And, you know, that feels more aligned to me. Now, I'm not knocking black magic, white magic, magic, spell M-A-G-I-K, whatever magic that you possess or use or, you know, channel or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
One thing, right? Did you see how I spelled magic, right? When you talk about role play, right? You see how I spelled magic. Okay. So I kept it simple. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's the word play. But the reason that I use black or dark, you know, most people interact with black, but we call it dark, right? Because you have light side and dark side. Doing something against someone's own free will is not coming from the light side. No matter how much you feel it's warranted, it's coming from the dark side. But go ahead.
Interesting. Okay, so I see. I'm glad you clarified that. So that's why, I had to kind of, and I love Jan, but like you said, it is a balance. It's black, white, you know what I'm saying, male, female, light, dark, hot, cold, whatever you want to do. It's all in a balanced situation or whatever. But so I embrace the blackness of everything, no matter what it is. But I guess getting to my point, so I had to just take that part out, though, you know what I'm saying, because I don't think that applies to me. I don't think it does, you know what I'm saying? You never know what other people could be doing, but from my perspective. But has someone ever did magic to keep you? And I would say, yes, my wife has done some type of magic to keep me, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is.
If she don't come slap the fuck out you right now, man, she'll bat the fuck out you. Yeah. What the fuck is this?
I'm telling you my perspective. Like, yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what
Yo.
It is. Like I said, law of attraction is real. You know what I'm saying? And it was definitely like a magic to, like, us and the way we, you know, we have our ups, our downs and all that, you know what I'm saying? But it's been a magic for us to be here. I think everything has some magic to it. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying? How you create it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, whenever, you know, I lose somebody, you know what I'm saying, that I'm really close to, because I always, you know, say this, everything happens for a reason. And I'm referencing my aunt that I lost, you know, a couple weeks ago, but she just had a funeral last week, and she had a very, you know, she, you know, like, she really had a hand in raising me, you know what I'm saying? Like, she taught me a lot of things. She was an educator, you know what I'm saying? She was a teacher, and just a lot of things I learned from her, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm just trying to say is, when you just see how, and then, you know, going back to, like, my family had different pictures through the years of just, you know, different people in our family at different times, and you know, it's a magic to how your parents met to create you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember my grandmother one day was saying, oh, I wish she said something to the effect that I wish she didn't really get the house that my grandfather had got or something like that or whatever. Like, I think back in the day when they was going to buy the house, she wanted to get someplace else. But she got that. But I was telling her, like, I'm glad you did. You know what I'm saying? Because if that's the case, my father would have never been raised here, and whatever the school or whatever, however he met my mother back in the day, that would have never happened, and I would have never been here. So, you know, so I'm coming back to this whole premise that, you know, everything is magic in a way, you know what I'm saying? Because it's energy, you know what I'm saying? And it's just about how it just kind of manifests itself. But yeah, definitely. I think my wife is definitely passing, and then probably on the other hand, me too, to keep her. You know what I'm saying? And that's why we haven't strayed from each other too tough. You know what I'm saying? And then it's just different people too that I, you know, once again, hashtag happily married man. But it's certain people that I'm just been drawn to for the years, over the years, you know what I'm saying? And it's a certain magic or a certain spell that I might be under. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But it's something that's just like drawing me to that particular person or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And could be vice versa, you know what I'm saying? So definitely, I definitely think, you know what I'm saying, it can play a part in certain things. But at the same time, too, you got to know when that spell is broken. And sometimes, you know what I'm saying, like, and you can just wake up one day and not feel it no more, and the spell is over, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. So, you know, that's kind of like my roundabout answer to this question. But I'm eager
all right
to hear what you hear.
Yeah, I just really thought that smooth little raggedy ass was going to call in, because this would have been why. You know he got some stories, yo. Oh, you know he got some stories. But, okay, so I hear this so much, and it just, it's so funny to me at this point, right? Because more people than you know dabble in dark magic, right? And again, as I explained, the reason we call it dark magic is because it's coming from the darker side, right, which is the lower vibrational side, which is the undeveloped side, right? And, you know, the side that needs the work, the side that needs growth and time to heal to become, you know, to bring you into the light, right? You know, when a woman becomes pregnant, right, you start in the dark, and you grow in the dark for many months until it's time to come into the light, right, and grow in the light. So basically, doing any type of spell to keep someone in your energy consists of you doing something against their own free will. And then you have women that are just so evil, and they're trying to send spells and send things to stop somebody money and slow up their money and so on and so forth. And so I'm like, let me just have this conversation about this, because I don't think people really understand the outcome of what it is that you're doing here when you do that, right? And I talk to people so much in reference to this same thing. And so most women feel some type of way when you call them out, right? So if you do something that you would be ashamed of somebody knowing that you did it, you know you're doing something wrong. That's number one, right? And so number two, whenever you use any type of influence to alter the way that something has been designed to go, or someone has been designed to go towards a divine connection, whatever, like, you don't know. Only thing these people know is somebody is trying to leave them that they love so much, and they want them to come back, you know? And so they do whatever it is that they do. They go see whoever they're going to go see to bring this person back into their energy. Now, what they do, especially when a person knows what they're doing, this person only feels as though this person loves them to the core, right? That's it. The person that is being sent on, you can tell them 10,000 times, listen, this person done put something on you. No, they didn't. Man, you tripping, man. This person just loves me. It's designed to make a person, you know what I'm saying? When a person hears it, it's designed to make them react, right? In a certain manner, you know what I'm saying? Where they just feel like, you be like, okay, don't worry about it. You ain't got to believe me, you know? Instead of somebody coming and saying, hey, such and such put something on you, I'm going to say, how do I get, you know, let me go get this shit off of me, just be on the safe side, whether they telling the truth or not, right? Not saying, oh, man, you crazy, you tripping, you delusional, you this, you that, you know what I'm saying? And you around here stuck, right? And so let me tell you guys some signs so to know that somebody has did something to you, okay? People just feel like, oh, I'm just so in love, I'm just so in love. Like, look at how old you are, all right? Look at your relationship. If you're in a relationship and it is not serving you any higher purpose, y'all not getting money together, y'all ain't doing shit together, y'all just maybe, you know, sleeping around and X, Y, and Z, but you fucking up your home, you fucking up your partner, you know, you can't leave this person alone. You fucking up your marriage. You know what I'm saying? You just going to this person. You don't know what it is. And you will say it out your man, I don't know what it is. I just cannot leave this motherfucker alone. You know, maybe you want to start coming to see somebody like me, right? To get some shit goddamn reversed, you know? So when you just don't know, you got a connection and you can't explain it, right? And these women, they bold these days. They'll put some shit on you and then go brag and be like, oh, they ain't never leaving me. I know they ain't never leaving me. You be proud, living normal life, like, oh, this person just all into you. And deep down in your soul, you just angry all the time because you know that you had to do something outside of this person's own free will. And so guess what happens? One, either if this person is stuck on you, right, depending on, you know, who did your work for you, if this person is stuck on you, you're going to shed a lot of tears in that connection because that person will never honor you or respect you how you want them to honor and respect you. Two, this person, you're going to have them, but the type of karma that is going to flood your life in reference to having this person, that when they finally leave you, you're going to be way more hurt than you was if you would have just let them go when they tried to leave you. You know what I'm saying? And when you tell me, I ain't did magic, I ain't did this, you know, I ain't did that. Listen, you don't have to go see the root lady or the conjure woman or the conjure man to get that done. You know what I'm saying? It's your thoughts. It's the words that you speak. You know what I'm saying? It starts with something as simple as that, like all honesty. And what you're doing is opening up a portal of karma on your life. Trust me, I brought this conversation up for a reason. And so when I sit and I have to counsel, or counsel means, you know, talk to, lead, give, you know, my opinion, you know, on how to get past this process with people that have, you know, and you come to somebody like me and try to dress your words up. I didn't do nothing to bring him back or bring her back. I did something to take my pain away. Bitch, that's the same thing. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going to take your pain away if they come back, right? Stop playing with me. You can't play with me. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell me that you haven't done something and I pull your energy and it's right there because I don't even have to look at one card that to be able to tell you your energy fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people now are doing this and then they're wondering why the fuck can't they get, why their business not going right? Why the hell they keep getting in trouble at work? Why their car keep messing up? Why they ain't got no car yet still? Why their money slow? Why as soon as they make money, the money gone, they got to spend the money and they can't indulge and do what the fuck they want to do? Why they can't find love with nobody else? You know what I'm saying? You got people that's really attaching people to them that they know that they will never get a relationship out of, but you attaching this person to you so you do not miss out on whatever from this person's life, and you out here trying to date other people and wonder why your relationships keep going bad. You go all in for a little bit, and then after you go all in, y'all shit done fell to pieces, just crumble, because you get the energy that you put out. And even if you are not the one that is doing the work, you are still charged with it because you are the one that initiated the work. You know what I'm saying? Any type of karma that the person, any type of energy that the person on them that's doing the work for you, when you go and they got some energy of somebody sent some shit their way, guess what? You sitting that shit on your situation as well. You know what I'm saying? I definitely have had work done on me. definitely, right? And I tell people, it's like somebody come ring my doorbell. You know what I'm saying? Like, ding dong, we here, bitch. And it's kind of like, you know, at this point, you know, I can pinpoint it. I know, you know, I definitely, you know, keep myself aligned, keep my protection going, keep my protection where it need to be. But sometimes you just be like, do y'all motherfuckers ever stop? You know what I'm saying? Like, why? Leave me alone. You know, like because magic, right? And what they call men is conjure woman, and then you have warlock men, right? And so what they call men that, you know, are just fucking beasts with it is warlocks, right? And so men, instead of them feeling some type of way or chasing somebody, they use magic to bring people in, to break up relationships, to do all of these things, right? And so I'm a firm believer as well. I'm a firm believer that if somebody can break up your relationship, then that means that it wasn't built on a solid foundation anyways. You know what I'm saying? So we also have to stop giving people too much power over our life. Oh, they send magic. Man, listen, you can send some shit at me, but if you are not more powerful than me, then that shit is a dud any damn ways. You can send whoever you want to send at me, but if they are not more powerful than me, then that shit is a dud anyways. You understand what I'm saying? Or if you send somebody that happens to be more powerful than me to do what it is that they are going to do, whatever slows up in one area, you know, my spirit guide's going to pick it up in another area. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot. Like, and you sending something to somebody that can know that you sending something and can feel that you sending something to them, like, you don't even know how that shit coming back on you. And most importantly, especially if somebody's a spiritual worker or divine, you know, counterpart to, you know, to the world right now, and you send some shit at them, your karma gets like 10 times worse than if you would have sent it at a regular person. You know what I'm saying? So it's so much that goes along into that. But, you know, me being somebody that even a female, like, you would not think that, you know, I get it from men and women, right? I get it from women that are jealous-hearted, you know what I'm saying, because of who I am and what I'm doing. You know, they trying to copy, but you can't, it's not working out for you. I get it from jealous-hearted women, and I get it from crazy men that don't understand the logic of once you fuck up with me, it's over. Right? Yeah, nah, you know, whatever. You know, people think that that's not, you can't do that. Look, once I break myself free, you know, it's over with. You'll never have the same version of me. And so it's kind of weird, though, because sometimes it gets annoying. Like, you ain't done yet. And here I am. I'm the one that help everybody. I'm the one that do what I do. But you still get it, bro. You still get it. Like, they won't get off me, you know, like, no, I don't want you back, I'm good, you know, no, I don't want you, I'm good, you know. But it's crazy, man. And I'm like, man, let me have this conversation, because I talk to so many people on a regular basis that is either A, doing it and they don't know that they're doing it, B, they're knowing that they're doing it and they feel like it's okay, because you have so many women that's like, man, sis, fuck that, you know, put a spell on them and bring them back. You really have women out here that push, put a spell on them, put a spell on them, bring them back, put a spell on them. Anybody that is properly aligned with their energy, they ain't doing that. Mm-hmm. But these women, they let you see that they in a relationship, and you be like, well, dang, she in a happy relationship, and this is that other, so let me try it. Nah, bro, that shit is based on something completely different than what they trying to tell you to do. So if somebody is trying to tell you to put something on a man, I seen a commercial 2 days ago, want that man to love you, want that man to never look at anybody else and never leave you, I got you. Like, bitch, how about if you want this man to love you, how about you play your role? How about you do your part, right? How about you stand in the paint? You ain't got to cook. If you can't cook, then make sure you have money to the buy food to feed him. If your motherfucking ass, if your box ain't right, then bitch, you listen. Take some maca root, MACA. Take some maca root, man. You know, put the juices back in your shit. You know, take your burdock root. You know, take your evening primrose. Like, lubricate your shit if it's not right. It's plenty of things that you can do to step your game up, to be in a better position as a person, to keep your dignity than to try to keep somebody against their own free will. That's the most desperate type of love that I've ever seen in my life, to where you want to go against somebody's own free will just to keep them in your fucking energy when they don't even want you. You don't even care that they don't want you. You just happy that they there. You got to be one desperate, lost soul to be in that type of energy. And so whenever somebody sends something to me, boom, I block it. Keep going on. I'm still going to feel the same way. I'm still not coming back. I'm still never dealing with you. I'm still going to deal with the person that you think I'm dealing with. That's why you send it. Whatever. Whatever the reason is, I still do me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't bother me, you know, on that aspect of thinking like, bitch, you're just really miserable. You might as well come and ask me my cash out, and then just send me that money, and then just ask me to do whatever it is that you want. If you want me, if somebody you love really, really fucked up by me, and you really, really just want me to not talk to him, I put a number on it, boo. Because you wasting your money going to go get people to do shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to just call me. I'm going to put a number on it. I'm going to give you a payment plan. And once you reach that number, bitch, I completely disappear. Bitch, I never talk to that motherfucker no more. You know, that's what I be wanting to tell them. If you feel that bad, that somebody that I'm connected to for the rest of my life, that we have to interact, bitch, pay this fee that I got right here. And, bitch, you ain't got to ever worry about me no more. Because you wasting your money over there with them people. Just come pay me, boo. I got you. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I be feeling, man. I don't know. That shit is crazy, man. You ain't never heard your uncles or nothing talk about the girl done put something on them?
You know what? All my uncles, they pretty much died. I mean, that's where I get so much game from. You know what I'm saying? Is my uncles, man. So they was already, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right. Well, at least I can say the uncles on my mother's side. My mother's, she had three brothers, but, you know, one brother, he died in like the mid-90s or early 90s, actually. But my two uncles, and I got a chance to see them both when I went back to Cleveland, like, last week. I mean, they up on AG, you know what I'm saying? So ain't nobody really put no magic on them, you know what I'm saying? Like, and if they did, tight enough to kind of peep game and see it coming. Now, on my father's side, my one uncle that used to stay in New York, that's in Miami now, you know, he's got a I don't want to put his business out in the street. I don't know who's always listening. But I'll say this. It seemed like the person he's with, you know what I'm saying, probably put a little something on him way back in the day and got him in line. You know what I'm saying? And got him for her the way he is. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so that's the only thing that I can say as far as my uncles. You know what I'm saying? But it's definitely real. But like I said, you know, just when putting a label on there, you know, black or white or whatever you want to do it, it's just magic, man. And magic is like a
It's not just magic. You gotta know that. You gotta know it's not. You can't even say that. I can't even let you say that. It's not just magic. So if you understand the compounds, you have light and you have dark. So light is like somebody that's working on themselves. They're doing things to help, you know, help build character, or, you know, to take away depression or anxiety or something like that. They're doing it for the betterment of themselves and others. That's light. Dark is, you know, causing harm, hurt, or pain to someone. You know what I'm saying? Making somebody do something that they don't want to do. That's dark. No matter how much you don't want to be a part of the light and the dark, we don't either. That's why we say dark. That's why we say light. But nothing about putting something on somebody to make them deal with you when they no longer want to deal with you comes from the light. Maybe the light bulb in your dumb ass head that told you to do it. But it ain't no light.
Well, you know what? I think, you know what I'm saying? Once again, you know, you have your perspective. I have mine. My perspective is everybody's got a little bit of both in them. Everybody's got light.
Everybody
and dark
does
magic.
Have a little bit of both of them. It's not even about perspective when it comes to magic, especially when you don't practice it, right? Like, this is something that I do actively. So this is like, this is my stomping grounds. You know what I'm saying? It's no perspective on what you want to be light or dark. But, yes, we all, that's our balance. We all have a shadow side. Remember we had the conversation about shadow side and, you know, your waking life, your walking life. You know what I'm saying? We all have things in us that we need to heal. That's why it comes from the dark side, which is your shadow side, right? It needs to heal. It needs to mature. You need to deal with it. So you can release that energy to be a better version of yourself in the present.
That's deep. What you just said.
Yeah, we all have shit that we had to heal.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah. So I guess, you know what I'm saying. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. Did you want to put like a
walk around here? They was molested as a child and they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to talk about it. You got people that felt like they wasn't loved by their parents. So they just be like, fuck it, I don't care. You know, you ain't got to love me. But then when you look at it, you're like, but you see them with the other siblings and you feel like they love them more. People walk around with these things. It's because we are in control of our own emotions and we are in control of how we allow people to make us feel. So we have allowed ourselves to feel like victims in certain circumstances and feel less than make ourselves feel less dead in a situation, and we carry that weight, and that affects us in our waking life.
All right, but so all right, so then what you just said, then how would you say that correlates to magic, black or white magic? What you just said.
Okay, so coming from, just giving an example of the shadow side comes from the dark side, right? So when you are not healed, that's when you do things of a person that's not healed, right? Just hypothetically speaking, how you'd say, you know, happily married man, hashtag happily married man, right? Back in the day, my older self, right? You used to play around. You used to have fun. You used to didn't give a fuck about a bitch feelings, right? You did what you had to do. But when you got ready to get over that, you healed the boy in you and became a man, right? To realize that, you know what, I'm here to get closer to love and I don't want to be the, what you call yourself? The distinguished gentleman anymore.
No, the savage gentleman.
I don't want to be the savage gentleman anymore. I want to be, you know what I'm saying? So without you knowing, you healed those wounds. You healed the hurt. You healed what had you out there being the savage gentleman. You know, then to turn around and say, okay, you know, let me get a wife. Let me do the right thing. Let me live my life, right? So coming from your shadow side, this is your hurt place. So just say me and you in a relationship, right? And then you tell me, okay, well, I don't want this no more. We've been together for a couple of years. So I'm telling you, like, wait, what you mean? I'm so hurt, right, because I'm in my shadow side, because I have not healed from rejection, because I have not seen that it is time for me to grow. It's the situation no longer serves purpose to him or to myself or either to both of us. But I can't see that. I don't recognize that because I'm hurt, right? And I feel like something is happening to me, not for me. So that would cause me to go and say, well, you're going to deal with me regardless. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's going to cause a person to do dark magic, to force someone to do something against their will because they are operating from a hurt place.
Okay. I get it.
They don't have what it takes. They know they don't have what it takes, but instead of them working on themselves to be a better version of themselves, they would rather just, you know, try to make somebody stick with them with the version of themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like bringing somebody down hurt people hurt people.
Mm. All right. Well, let me ask you this. Do you think somebody has ever did magic to keep you? Not necessarily black magic, but just magic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Feel it when it comes. The last time I said somebody that I just started thinking about. This was probably like the end of last year. Somebody I just started thinking about. All of a sudden, just all these happy thoughts, and it's somebody I don't even like. And I'm like, dang. I'm like, why am I so nice to you? Like, it was like 2 days, and then it hit me. I said, why am I so nice to you? Why am I having these thoughts about you? I don't even think about you like this. You know what I'm saying? I brought it to their attention because I know that they dabble in magic. And I brought it to their attention. They ain't say nothing. They stopped talking for like a month or so. I'm like, I don't even like you in real life. Like, why am I having all these happy thoughts? And so they sent something to soften up the mood because they needed me for something. So they sent something my way to make me fond of them. It don't never last long, because if you don't like somebody, if you just know that you don't like some, well, not with me anyway, it's just because of where I am spiritually. If I don't like you, I've been and thought about that shit fast. Like, it 2 days. That's all it was. I was like, what the fuck? They knew it. They was like, damn. They just laughed. I'm like, bro, I don't even like you. In real life, why am I having these thoughts? Stop playing with me, man. So, you know, it'd be a waste of your time.
Well, yeah, man, so that's what's up. So another dope show, you know, another dope topic, you know what I'm saying? Has someone ever did, like I said, I like to just say magic to keep you. But, yeah, definitely, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is right on time, you know what I'm saying? The spiritual show before the spiritual show. But, yeah, so with that being the case, let's dive into my favorite part of the show, the world-famous chopper. So for anybody out there that's new to the show, you know, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on certain topics and certain issues that, you know, I came up during the past week. So before I start to run down my topics, Black, you know what I'm saying, over this last week, was there anything that you was tripping on that you wanted to bring to the world-famous chopper?
No, not nothing I was tripping on. I kind of talked about whatever I seen, but
okay, you kind of got it off your chest early.
Yeah, since you be handling the real favorite chop up, I just even stopped looking at shit. I don't think I've been on. I probably been on Instagram an hour, if that, this whole week. So I haven't been on Instagram lately. I've been on my YouTube channels a lot more.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I really, you know, I'm fond of Instagram, but I don't OD. The only time I was kind of ODing was when I was with in the bunker with my fellas. But now that I kind of put that to rest, I'm just chilling there. So I like where my IG is, you know what I'm saying? But this leads me to my first topic, which the social media that I do like to flourish on is Twitter, right? So, and Twitter was in the news this week because Elon Musk was in the news. So basically, just to run it down, so Elon Musk was going to join the board of directors, because basically Elon Musk currently has, as of like 10 days ago, he has a 9.2% stake in Twitter. So, you know, he has the most, you know, he's like the biggest shareholder that they have, you know what I'm saying, as far as Twitter. So, you know, they're like, damn, I guess the people, the board of directors of Twitter was just like, okay. And then, you know, because he bought like a major stake in the company, you know, 9.2%. So they invited him to become, you know, one of the board of directors. But then I guess supposedly he started tweeting certain things and they started saying, okay, well, what's really good? What's the play here? And then all of a sudden Elon Musk, he backed out of it. You know what I'm saying? So now he don't want to be in the board of directors. And he backed out of it. And then I was like, man, this, you know, I came up in my feed. And I was like, man, I'm interested in this. You know what I'm saying? So I want to see what the play is. But then apparently Elon Musk offers to buy Twitter for $43.4 billion, right? So at that point, I was like, oh, let me buy a couple shares. You know what I'm saying? I ain't able to do much because I think they're still trying to figure this out or whatever. But I just thought it was interesting because, you know, Twitter is by far, you know, my favorite app. And I just love the way it just connects people. And I love how, you know, you just get people's thought processes. You know what I'm saying? It's quick and to the point. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I've always gravitated towards Twitter. It just goes my creativity. And I like how it's just kind of just wide open for the most part. But I don't know how I feel about if Elon Musk was to take over, because then in a couple of statements I was reading, apparently Elon Musk says Twitter has extraordinary potential and I will unlock it. And I'm like, unlock what? You know what I'm saying? It's already unlocked to me. I'm like, extraordinary potential, I have no problem with it. You know what I'm saying? I think when people start to try to tweak certain things, fix something that's not broken, that's when it tends to go left. So I'm like, what is he really trying to do with it? And then another quote that he said, I now realize the company will never thrive nor serve the social imperative in its current form. Twitter needs to be transformed as a private company, because right now it's public, you know, being that it's traded on the stock market and it has this, you know, board of directors because it's a public company. But he wants to just buy it and go private with it. So I don't know, man. So that's kind of got me. That kind of gives me like a red flag. I don't know what its play is. You know what I'm saying? And I know he's, you know, big into the SpaceX and the whole Mars movement. And I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what it is. A lot of people are speculating that if he does, you know, purchase Twitter, because like I said, I guess it is in negotiations, but I don't know what's going to happen. But if he does, some speculation was he'll just open it up and it won't have no type of, it'll be just total free of speech, because Twitter is free of speech, but, you know, you can't go too far or you can get suspended, like, or banned. And that's apparently what happened to Donald Trump in 2021, because, you know, Twitter, I mean, of course, Donald Trump used to flourish on Twitter, and I didn't mind it. But, you know, through Twitter, they, you know, the powers that be says that he was igniting this whole thing that happened on January 6th at the Capitol, when, you know, people flooded the Capitol or whatever. So he was banned. So you're talking about if he was to take over now, Donald Trump could come back. So I'm like, okay, is that the play? You know, does he take over Twitter and then Donald Trump can come back and then right in time to, you know, go for to get possibly reelected. So it's just going to be interesting. You know what I'm saying? Definitely a story that I got my eye on, because I definitely fan of Twitter and a user of Twitter. And then also too, the board of directors, if they don't want this, if they don't, cause you know, a lot of times you can just buy the company or you can just get, over 50% of the shares. I mean, you got the majority. So that way you get the final say on things. So with the board of directors, they can insert what's called some type of plan, a poison pill, where that would, you know, it would just kind of put a cap, maybe like 10-15%. That's all, like, Elon, because right now he's at 9.2% at stake, but it'll just cap him off at like 10%. So, you know, he can never, you know, just do a kind of takeover. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought that was interesting. You know what I'm saying? So definitely got my eyes open, ears kind of, you know, to the street on what this could happen. But I'll definitely, you know, in the next, you know, few weeks, as I learn more about this maybe possible breaking story, I'll keep people informed. But it's something definitely that I'm you know, checking for, because I really like Twitter, and I hope if he does take it over, that it doesn't change and it keeps the way it is. I mean, you know, you can tweak things every so often to kind of evolve it. But at its core, I hope it just stays what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because I really enjoy Twitter. So that's one topic. Another thing, so I'm going to get into the basketball. You know, we got the playoffs going on. I've been kind of open off the games. But first, I'm just going to run down a couple things. So a couple things I didn't really get to last week during the world-famous chopper that I just wanted to go into. So let me see here. First, couple music reviews. So first one, review, it comes on, came out last week, these two album reviews I'm going to do. So the first one is a New York release, a highly anticipated New York release. Big shout out to Fabio Foreign. He released Bible. You know, I was checking on that. You know what I'm saying? It kind of came out while I was on my trip to Cleveland via Pittsburgh. I told y'all the whole situation last week. But anyway, so I was kind of, you know, vibing to that. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out. I really couldn't get into it because the next album, I'm going to tell you, just totally, like, just changed it. Just switched up my whole listening process for now because I kind of get into my zones or whatever. But you know, thumbs up to the new Fabio joint. You know what I'm saying? He's got this joint called What's My Name. It kind of redid the Destiny's Child Beyonce joint, the What's My Name or whatever. He changed it to What's My Name, but I think the Beyonce joint was called Say My Name or whatever. I don't know. The Destiny's Child joint. He's got that. Got a joint on there with Kanye and Alicia Keys. Got a lot of guest spots. Got two songs with Quavo. Definitely got that whole drill flavor to it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I can definitely vibe with it, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to that. I think it's a strong debut. You know, Fabio's definitely been on this. He's definitely been carrying a torch, you know, ever since Pop Smoke, you know, unfortunately, you know, passed a couple years ago now. But Fabio's definitely holding it down for Brooklyn, holding it down for this whole drill culture that we have in rap music. So shout out to that. Now, the album that I'm really feeling that got me open is big shout out to Vince Staples. He also released last week. It's called Ramona Park, Broke My Heart. And Vince Staples, man, you know, I always talk about this on a world famous Chaco. You know, I love rap music, but my favorite genre of rap music is West Coast rap music. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's at my core, that's what I just vibe to. And, you know, it's dope being raised in Cleveland, you know what I'm saying, Ohio, because we're like in the middle. So we got the best. We would just take the best of the West Coast, you know what I'm saying, the best of the whole New York flavor, the best of the whole South flavor, the best of the whole Midwest, North flavor, you know what I'm saying? So we would just take the bits and pieces of that. So we're well-rounded people as far as music, you know what I'm saying? At least I am. But, you know, the West Coast, I can just relate to it the most. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, big shout-out to Vince Staples, Ramona Park, Broke My Heart. Definitely got that whole gang culture, you know what I'm saying? Got that Crip, you know what I'm saying? You can just hear it, you know what I'm saying? He definitely represents some Long Beach. So shout-out, man. He's definitely, like, probably my favorite young rapper, man. I really dig Vince Staples, man. So, you know, just the whole joint. It's got this joint called, what is it called, DJ Quick, you know what I'm saying, just paying homage to DJ Quick, another West Coast pioneer, you know what I'm saying, just running down some of the songs on there. Got a joint called Free the Homies I like. Another, he's got a song called Magic, you know what I'm saying, that's just been a hot word this year, man, Magic, man. Big shout out to Nas. At the end of the year, he dropped his Magic joint, you know what I'm saying. I'm watching Magic Johnson on Winning Time, you know, the HBO show. So Magic is just that's a really, really choice word at this point. But yeah, he's got another song called Paper Cuts. It's dope. You know, he's got a joint on there with Lil Baby called East Point Prayer. Bang That with DJ Mustard. Mama's Boy, that shit is ill. That shit go. You know what I'm saying? I was kind of relating to that, chilling on Moms a little bit. That's this past week. So big shout out, man. Big thumbs up to Vince Staples. He's been in the zone too, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? The last couple of albums from him, I've really been just vibing to and feeling. So shout out to that. What else we got in the news, man? Big shout out to Donald Glover, man. He's got Atlanta, the show Atlanta. And it's been extra weird this season, man. Just weird. Weird. But I still, you know, every week I want to check it and see what it is. It's kind of got a Twilight Zone effect to it this year. And it's been shot in Europe. So, you know, that's got a different feel to it. I wonder when they're going to get back to Atlanta and have some shows from actual Atlanta. But, you know, shout out to that. That's been on my radar. A lot of good shows, you know, on TV right now. Also, got to give a shout out to Top Boy. Top Boy was dope, you know what I'm saying? Like, for anybody out there, that's a show that's on Netflix. It came in two versions. You know, you got Top Boy Summer House, which came out, like, I think 2012, 2013, 2014, like two seasons. And then it just went away and then came back, I believe, in 2019 and then in this past season. Dope. And Cliffhanger, I don't want to give it away, but I was kind of tight, man. Like, damn. You know, so if anybody out there that watches Top Boy, like, Sully, like, damn, you really had to do that? But I'm going to leave it there. But that's Top Boy. And then real quick, before I get into some few other topics that I have on deck, I just want to run down the playoffs, man. So NBA playoffs is definitely heating up. So, yeah, so right now, I mean, I didn't, like, do any extravagant notes. I'm just about to just go off the top of my head. So hopefully I'm not rambling too much. But a couple of series that really got my attention, let me see, I'm going to kind of run it down. Earlier today, because this is, we do tape the show live every Sunday. So pardon me if, like, these games already didn't happen, but, you know, if you're an NBA fan like me, you can kind of just, okay, I get it. Yeah, that game was dope. You know what I'm saying? I'm running down, even though it might be in game two or game three by the time you hear this. But, you know, at this point, the playoffs have just started, so it's just like a lot of series just played their first game. So I'm going to run it down from memory what I thought. So first one that comes to mind is, and big shout out to the NBA too, man, because I was shitting on the NBA so much this season, because to me this is one of the worst regular seasons with so many injuries and the whole Kyrie situation and all that. But now it was like we had to go through all that bullshit to really get to the good stuff, and this is the good stuff, man. And this takes us all the way to the summer. So, you know, each week at a world famous chop up, we'll be, you know, recapping the playoffs of what just happened the past week. But anyway, so the first game that comes to mind that I'm really feeling can go kind of go either way is this whole Boston-Brooklyn series. I like Boston. You know, big shout-out to their coach, Ime Udoka. I believe that's how you pronounce his last name. He's the husband of Mia Long, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just like them as a couple for some reason, you know what I'm saying? I just think it works, man, and I'm happy he got his head coaching gig. But big shout-out to them, man. They won this first game earlier, you know, on Sunday. You know, once again, if you listen to this later on during the week, obviously it's not live anymore. But, yeah, man, big shout-out to Jason Tatum, you know what I'm saying, hit the last-second layup, you know, at the end of regulation to take game one. Marcus Smart, you know, hit him on a nice pass. Big shout-out to Marcus Smart. Jaylen Brown, you know what I'm saying? They got a little squad, man, so it's going to be interesting. And then Brooklyn, Kyrie's been balling, you know what I'm saying? You know, Kevin Durant's going to give his thing. Right now it's looking like it's Kyrie's team, though, to be honest with you. You know, just from his first game and, you know, the game they had against Cleveland in the play-in tournament, you know, this is really the whole Kyrie situation. It seemed like Kevin Durant has really took a backseat. He's like number two, and Kyrie's the number one, if you really want to, you know, if I'm really just telling the whole truth. But I don't know, man. I like the way Boston's being coached right now. At this point, Boston look like they could take it. Unless, because the thing that's really got me suspect on Brooklyn right now is head coaching. Steve Nash, I'm really falling out of favor. I really think he just got this job just off of his name alone. And, you know, Steve Nash was good, but a bit overrated. You know what I'm saying? There's no way he should have been a two-time league MVP. Showing, you know, 1 year. Yeah, he got it. The other year, he stole it from Shaq. And I hope, I don't want to go on a tangent, but I, you know, even though I'm a big fan of Jokic, I hope they don't get an MVP, which is probably going to come out in the next couple of days. You know, by the time you hear this, you probably already know who the MVP is because it's probably already announced. But just how Nash won it in two straight years back in the, you know, early 2000s or whatever the case may be, and he shouldn't have beat Shaq the second year, I hope. Nikola Jokic, even though I fucks with Jokic, I like Jokic a lot. You know, shout out to the Denver Nuggets. No way he should get to, well, I don't want to say it's no way because he's had a great season too, but they really should give it to Embiid. You know what I'm saying? Embiid has really did his thing for Philly, but I digress on that. But getting back, I don't even know, oh yeah, how I got on this topic was because Steve Nash, I'm really questioning him as a head coach for the Brooklyn Nets. I don't know, man. You know, they got Blake Griffin, who's not getting any type of DMPs, you know, not getting any type of playing time. LaMarcus Aldridge, who I was a big fan of last year before he had his ailment and had to, you know, kind of retire, but he's back. So I don't know why you know, LaMarcus Aldridge isn't getting no run. So I'm just, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I know, I can't think of the center's name that's been playing. But I know, you know, he's been doing pretty good. I can't think of his name. I'll have his name maybe next week. But anyway, you know, I don't really feel that the head coaching of Brooklyn. Right now it's just isolation basketball. It's either, you know, Kevin Durant takes a shot or Kyrie takes a shot. Kyrie takes a shot or Kevin Durant takes a shot. I don't know if you can just beat quality teams doing that. So Boston, you know, I think if they already up 1-0. Who knows what the series is by the time you actually listen to this, if you're not listening to it live. But, yeah, that could still go either way. You know what I'm saying? But if they lose, if Brooklyn loses, it's because of Steve Nash. And if that's the case, you know, going into the next season, if I'm the owner, I don't know if I'm going to have Steve Nash continue to coach my team. And then, of course, we have the whole Ben Simmons situation. Now, if Ben Simmons comes back, I think that could tip the scale, even with bad coaching. I think they could still beat Boston. But if they don't get Ben Simmons back, I think Boston beats Brooklyn. So that's one series on the East. Let's see here what else we got. Oh. So a team I slept on, and big shout-out to Joy Taylor from The Herd, man. Big shout-out to Colin Cowherd. I was listening to her, man, because I really dig her sports analysis. You know what I'm saying? She knows her stuff, man, and I love it. Coming from a woman's point of view, you know, from a woman, like, that's just dope. I'm not saying a woman can't do it, but when they do it, they do it well, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? I used to like Jemele Hill for that same fact back in the day before she got all political. But anyway, big shout-outs to Joy Taylor, but she predicted that Miami Heat is going to win the whole championship. And I was like, what the fuck? Because, you know, I've been sleeping on Miami. You know, they got to the bubble championship and lost to the Lakers a couple years ago. But they've always been kind of like a weird kind of team. But to my disadvantage, you know, I haven't watched too many regular season games this year. So, you know, a lot of teams I'm seeing in the playoffs for the first time. Like, I was happy to see what the Cavs did. You know, even though they lost, you know what I'm saying, Atlanta, big shout-out to Trae Young or whatever. But I definitely like the way they played against Brooklyn. But anyway, not to go off on a tangent, but I like seeing the Cavs, and I hadn't seen them all year. But the same can be said for Miami Heat. I got a chance to watch their game. They played the Atlanta Hawks, Trae Young. You know, they beat Cleveland to get into the playoffs. They beat Cleveland in Cleveland to get into the play-in tournament. But, you know, they had to punch their ticket, so they got to go against the number one seed, which is the Miami Heat. So Eric Spoelstra, big shout-out to Pat Riley. He's got the player development that they got right now in Miami is second to none, man. They got Jimmy Butler. They got the kid, Bam Adebayo. But then other than that, it seems like it's a lot of homegrown talent. You know what I'm saying? And they was hitting on all cylinders against Atlanta. So, you know, it's going to take a valiant effort for Trae Young to get past Miami. I don't think it's going to be able to happen just looking at that. The defense just seems too tough. So Miami will probably take that. Like I said, already took game one. So that's one series. Switching to the West, you know, the one series that really got me intrigued is two young teams. We got the Memphis Grizzlies. Big shout-out to Ja Morant. He's had a great season, big-time breakout season this year. But now the expectations is there because they finished the number two seed. And the team that I really like in the playoffs out the West is my sleeper team, is the Minnesota Timberwolves, man. You know, they got my guy, Karl Anthony Towns. You know, he's the center, you know, probably about 6'10", 6'11", won the three-point shootout as a center. That's big, man. That should just open my eyes. You know, that's some old Dirk Nowitzki type stuff there, man. Any type of big man can win a three-point shootout, that's a high-skilled person. You know what I'm saying? So that, they got the kid out of, that came from Georgia. I think he's from Atlanta, but he's with the Minnesota Timberwolves. He's playing for the Minnesota Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards. Shout out to him. Young talent. He's got the Pat Ewing knee pads on, but, you know, I guess he's just young, just want to protect his knees, but you know, he's balling. D'Angelo Russell, you know, is on that team. So they got a nice little squad, man. So they're going to give Memphis some fits. So we'll see what Ja Morant can do. You know, everybody's calling Ja Morant the new wave AI, you know what I'm saying, because he, you know, has that kind of swag, but just for the new generation. So we'll, you know, we'll see how that goes. So it's two young teams, man. I can go either way. After I get off the phone or get off this, get off the show, I'm going to watch Phoenix and New Orleans even though Phoenix would take that. I like New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? They made it through the play-in tournament to get in for the West. They beat San Antonio the other night and, you know, punched their ticket, but they got to play the number one seed, which is you know, the Phoenix Suns, who's a lot of people's pick to win it all. So we'll see if Chris Paul can get his first chip. So we got that. And then, you know, Philly. I think Philly's going to have something to say, too, man. Big shout-out to James Harden, Joel Embiid, Doc Rivers. You know what I'm saying? Who are they playing in the first round right now? I can't even think who their opponent is. But they should make, you know, they should definitely take that. That's all I can really think of right now. If something else comes to me as far as the hoops news, I'll go back to that. Let me see here. What else we got going on? Let's see here. All right. So a couple things. Got a chance to catch a little bit of the Kanye documentary. I only saw like the first episode or first part of the most of the first episode. I'm going to get back to it because it's on Netflix. I can start and stop it pretty much at whatever. So I'm just watching that as a book. But it was pretty interesting, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I got a chance to watch the first episode of the Kardashian shit, you know what I'm saying? That's on Hulu. And I just checked it out. I was bored. I was like, all right, let me see what this, you know what I'm saying? They had went away for a minute. And then I kind of wanted to see the whole yay Kim Kardashian dynamic. That was kind of interesting, you know what I'm saying? So we'll see, man. They just built the empire, you know what I'm saying? And see this whole Kim K, Pete Davidson kind of situation, see how that just plays out, man. I just think that's kind of interesting. Let me see here. What else? Another thing I've been rocking to, real quick, we probably got like about 5 minutes left in the show before I wrap it up. But Black Ink Crew Compton has definitely been beneficial. And that goes right on point. Like, it's so funny how, like, I can get into a zone. It's like an album will come out, and then I can zone out on a particular show, and it all kind of just is all that same energy. You know what I'm saying? So I told you I've been rocking to that Vince Staples. Shout out to Long Beach, Cali. That's where he's from. And then I've been rocking this Black Ink Crew Compton. And it's so different from the Black Ink Crew New York. You know what I'm saying? That's the Caesar joint. It's just a different dynamic, man. And it's interesting seeing the you know, Black Ink Compton. And not to give it away, but, you know, it's this one dude from Philly and it's a couple other artists from Philly. And the whole dynamic of them being in Compton and how the Compton dudes is like, nah, man, y'all too East Coast or whatever. And, you know what I'm saying? If you're looking at them sideways. It's interesting, man, but Philly, L.A. thing can work. You know what I'm saying? Corrupt is one of my favorite rappers. You know what I'm saying? He made the transition from Philly to the West Coast. So it's always interesting when you see that dynamic. So I've definitely been just zoning out to that. You know, me and my wife, that's one of our guilty pleasures. You know what I'm saying? Watch some of the, like I said, the reality shows. Couple other things before I get up out of here. Summer of Soul, big shout out to Questlove. That's a documentary. The won an Oscar and a Grammy. That's on Hulu. I'm going to probably check that out this week, so I'll probably give you my review on that next week. And then lastly, once again, this whole West Coast, I've been in that zone. Big shout-out to Snoop Dogg. He was on Drink Champs with Nori this past week. I got a chance to listen to that. I finished listening to that last night. Just a big Snoop Dogg fan over the years, man. It was just talking about how he bought Death Row, you know what I'm saying? Bossed up and went back, got his masters, got the publishing, and Death Row is his now, so he can just do what he wants and run it the right way. You know, he still gave Suge Knight his props, you know what I'm saying, but it's his shit now. You know, he talked about the whole Super Bowl performance, him and Dr. Dre. He gave props to 50 Cent and, you know, how 50 Cent's doing the thing with Power. It was good just, you know, listen to Snoop Dogg talk, man. Definitely one of the GOATs, man. Definitely just GOAT talk. When you hear him speak, man, as far as the legacy that he's been able to establish, man, as like the West Coast, you know, dude that he is, man. So that shit was dope, man, listening to that. So, you know, that's pretty much it, man. I don't want to get cut off like I did last week, so I'm going to go ahead and put a bow on this and wrap this up. So this has been the world famous Chop Up, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to Black. You know what I'm saying? For the topic,
yes, sir.
As we get ready to get up out of here. So, as always, definitely, you know, follow the Twitter page. It's Real Adult Talk. That's spelled T-A-W-K. You know, we put that country twang on it. We had about, you know what I'm saying, we getting up there now, you know what I'm saying, hit a little milestone as far as the follower count. So happy about that, man. And the people that's following, man, just keep rocking with us, you know what I'm saying. You know, I keep it thorough in there. As always, if you want to put a voice, face, you know, put a face with the voice, check me out on IG. That's MOBINNS. This is always, man, keep it respectful. And that's it, man. You know what I'm saying? So same time, same place next week. Until then, everybody be safe. Peace, peace, peace. Signing off.
Peace.